Okay, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. What time is Myra?
9:05.
What? 9:05.
Maybe it's easy because people are saying.
Oh no! For now, today, let's go like this. Let's go. What?
So 9:05.
Okay, 9:05 is not okay. So let's be careful. Yeah, we time it correctly. Okay, so we're going to start from Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start from the Dov and Mihav Yadav Palta Dilelia. Okay, we'll go very quickly. Gimel Amud Beis, it's about more than three quarters down. Did David know? The Gemara mentioned in passing that David woke up Chatzos Laila to sing Shira to Hashem. Did David really know? How did David know Chatzos? This is before the time of Klaus. So how did David know Chatzos Laila? Did you know when it was? Hash the Moshe Rabbeinu have a yad that siv kechatzais alayla. Moshe did not know chatzais. Moshe told Paro kechatzais. So practically chatzais Hashem will bring about makas b'choyros. And the yaitze b'soich mitzrayim. My kechatzais. Ilay. What does it mean? Ilay. Modiyam like kuchabruchu kechatzais. Mikos sveikah kam ishmaya. If Hashem said kechatzais, is there a sub by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Elod yom alay bechatzais. Hashem said to Moshe, "Chatzos manish." The Asiyu v'yomar ki chatzos. Moshe, Hashem told Moshe chatzos because Hashem knows exactly when it is, and Moshe told Paro ki chatzos. Alma misveiklei. So we see that Moshe was misubik when the exact moment of chatzos. So very quickly, beautiful part that what happened to chatzos? Misa, the bechayr, the firstborns died. Misa is a davar ruchni. A davar ruchni is not shaykh in oilam hazeh. The pshad is when a person, even a person, forget about the mitzrim, Yisrael, when a person dies, the moment before he was alive, and the moment after, he's not here. So when did he die? It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to define the moment of misa. All you can say about the moment of misa is the moment before he was alive, the moment after, he's not. Because misa is davar ruchni. The Yitzias Neshama and the being given coming into this world, you can't define the Zman. So Derech Drush, Moshe said, Kichatzois. Because you can't define in Zman the Zman of Misa. But the Gemara doesn't go with that Drush, the Gemara is going on the Pshat. But Moshe said, Alma Mesafkalei with Sufsa, David Havayada. So how can it be that David knew more than Moshe? Rabbi, we have Yesoid, that Moshe is the Av Hanavim. David is not the Av Hanavim. David cannot be better than Moshe. So the Gemara says, you're right, David on his own did not know. David only knew through an external source. He had a clock. David Simon Havalei, the Amar Rav Acha Bar Bizna Amar Rishum Ben Chasida, Kino Hayutoli Lamala Mimitasa Shal David, he had a harp. The northern wind would come and would blow. This was a davar, the ruchni, whatever this means. Ooh, minage, me'ilav, and the harp would play on its own. And the yad, hoya, oimeid, v'oisek, b'toira. So David would get up and learn Torah. Ach, olam, u'rashachar. Kevan, sh'olam, u'rashachar. Nichnas, u'chachme, yisrael, etzlai, amulo, adenim, da'melech, amcha, yisrael, tshicha, parnasa. So derech agad, we're just looking over here. It's not clear. I'm sure there's a lot of Jewish. I didn't really look into it, but in the morning, David, that really we finished with the Gemara. One thing at a time. We're finished with the Gemara in the Hanami. David on his own did not know better than Moshe. And the only reason why David knew when it was Chatzos was because of a external source, the source of the Ruach Tzifonis. And now the Gemara just goes on there and tells us that when the northern wind would blow, David would learn Torah until the morning. In the morning, people came to him and they complained that they don't have Parnasa. Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa Amlohem. Luchuv and Isparnasu Zemizeh. Each one business, engage in commerce. Commerce will stimulate the economy. Everyone borrows and lends and transacts between one another. Amalo Eina Koimetz Maspia Esfari, it's not enough. The Koimetz is a small amount cannot satisfy a lion. A lion has big hasagas. Klal Yisrael has big hasagas. They need a lot of things to keep them, to support them, and it's not enough to support ourselves from amongst ourselves. The Ein Habar, another example, Ein Habar Mismalei Michul Yasa, if you dig a pit and you remove earth, and then you try to fill up the pit with its own earth, it's not going to get filled. That's the Metzius. The Metzius is that earth in its natural state is soft. Karka basula, it's soft. When you remove the earth from the ground, it hardens to a certain degree. And when you try to take the same earth and put it back into the hole, it's not going to fill up the hole. Same idea that if we try to take money one from another, we engage in business, this trade, this bartering and commerce one to the other, it's not going to be enough to support Klal Yisrael, because that's like you're taking from the bor itself. Amalohem, if that's the case, you have no choice but to go to war. To go to war and to conquer other lands, to claim. It's not clear what I don't know what this means exactly, but to go to war with the nations, they were deserving, these other nations anyway were deserving of harsh punishment for the tsar they caused Klal Yisrael. So at this point in time, there was no need yet at this point in time to punish them. But now, when Klal Yisrael had a need for Parnassah, so now came the time that the punishment would come upon them through a milchama. L'chu u'pashlu yideichem v'gedud, go and extend your hand in war. The yard right away to go towards is a long process. They first need a battle plan. The yard is going to be at their Achitofel. Achitofel was the chief advisor for Klal Yisrael. He had chokhmah. He would tell them exactly what to do, exactly how to engage in milchamah. But the Melachim is Sanhedrin, and then they ask the Sanhedrin if they have if Rishus, just because Rash, very very famous Rashi. What's the why this is Noilim Mehem Rishus? The Sanhedrin, the Koyach HaTorah, would give Hatzlacha to the troops in war. And even after they would go and they would ask, they would get Rishus and be Hatzlacha, they would still ask HaKadosh Baruch if they would be Matzliach through the Urim V'tumim. Omar, Rabbi Yosef, Makra, what's the Makar for this Seder? You need a plan, Hishtadlus, you need Tefillah, and you need Siyata Deshmaya, you need everything together. Micro, the Achare Achitofel, so we have over here the whole list of the officers in David's cabinet. The Achare Achitofel, after Achitofel comes Binoyahu Ben Yehoyada, and then the Evyasar, the Sar, Tzva, Lemelech Yoyah. That's the pasta. The Mer goes to the Seder of this pasta very carefully. First comes Achitofel, he was the Yoyet. He was the advisor. He would tell the people exactly what to the Hishtadlus, how you should plan for war. The chain who Oimer, it says in the pasuk, the atzas, the council, Achitofel, Ashayot, by Yomi Mohem, Kasha Yishal, Bidvar Halukim, he was a genius. The chokhma of Elohim would come from Achitofel, as if he would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Then the next person mentioned in the pasuk is Binoyahu Ben Yehoyada, Ze Sanhedrin, he was the Roish Sanhedrin, he would give Rishus and be Mispalel, Rev Yasar, Elu, Uri. Vitumim, he was the one that would request, he was the Kohen going to the Kohanim that was in charge of the Urim Vitumim. How do we know that Ben Yahu was Ben Yahu Ben Yehoyada Ala Kresi Vial Haplesi? He was in charge of the Kresi Uplesi. Look at Rashi. So yeah, first Ben Yehoyada, the V'chein Omer is not an exact raya to the V'chein Omer is going back on the Seder. First it says Ben Yehoyada, he was the Sanhedrin, and then the pasuk concludes Al Hakresi V'Ala Plesi. Simply the pasuk means that Ben Yehoyada was in charge of the Kresi Plesi. But that's not what we want to do here. We want to first show that there is a Seder. First you go to the Sanhedrin, who in this case was Ben Yehoyada, and then after Ben Yehoyada gives Rishus, then they go to the Kresi Plesi, and there was a person that was appointed to ask from the Kresi Plesi, which was in this case Evyasar HaKoyin. Rashi brings Mekoros for that as well. V'lama Nikra Shmam Kresi Plesi. Why was it called the Urim Vitum? Why were they called the Kresi Plesi? Kresi Shekarsim Divrayim. Rashi says they were very precise. they would not a letter more, not a letter less. When you ask a question, the answer was given with the ultimate precision. Letters would light up in the Choshen, and those letters would form words, and those words would give the answer that was requested, and it would not be an extra letter, extra word. The message was precise. Why is it called Pelesi? Shem Muflohim B'Divrim, they were wondrous. The words, the ideas expressed were wondrous. They were brilliant. People with the things that were not expected were given over in the answer from the Urim V'Tumim. The Achar Kach Sar Tzavod L'Melech. Even after everything is said, then after the entire thing has been put into motion, we have now we can do the pasuk. We have what? Rashi brings down. Rashi, look at the Rashi of Yasser. Elu Urim V'Tumim Shekol Yimei David Hoye Nishal Bev Yasser Ad Melchemes Av Shalom. Shenishal of Yosef Loi also Loi Vishal saw that he was removed. The also like the Amina Seder Oilam and the Stalik Oz Menakuna. This is described in detail in the Medrash Seder Oilam. So Rashi Nechem, the God does not tell us what
he was
dismissed. So it's mashal, he was dismissed. That David asked by Muhammad of Avshalom, rebelled against his father, and David had some questions to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked Avyasar, who was in charge of the crazy policy, and there was no result, because the koyach of the Urim V'Tumim was only the person in charge, the Kohen Gadol, was Tzadik, was Roy, was on the Madrego, where he would be have the koyach to bring out a result. He had to be he would that's the Gemara as a Messiah. How do you know that? The Gemara is a Messiah. The Gemara says the Rashi says Shahoya Av Bezdin. Binoyo ben Yodazes and Hechoya Av Bezdin. Over here there's a note on the side of my Gemara. Let's see what it says. I'm Yalkum of Farshi. So you must be more in Achanami. Rashi says we have a tradition in Achanami. Doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara, not in Rashi, but there is a tradition that Binoyahu ben Yodah was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. I don't know more. I'm sure you have to go look in the Farshi. There must be more. But and when the Gemara brings the pasuk, the Gemara just wants to show from the pasuk that the Seder's first bin Yahu ben Yoyada, and once the Sanhedrin gives Rishos, then they go to the Kresi or Plesi, and there's a person that is appointed, the Sagan Kohen Gadol, I believe, was appointed to ask, could be the Kohen Gadol, either the Sagan or the Kohen Gadol was appointed to ask the Kresi or Plesi, and this we know from the Medrash, Shed Olam was Ev Yasar. And we know later on, Rashi just tells us, incidentally, at a later point in time, he was dismissed because he no longer was successful in bringing about an answer, and he was replaced with Tzadok HaKohen. Okay, let's go further. So, and afterwards, we have the Sar Tzva, Melech Yoav. Yoav was the general, if you learn Shmuel, and after, when David HaMelech, and after everything was, there was permission was given, there would be from all different, the whole Seder Hadvarim, then they went out to war. Amar Yitzchak Barado, Amar Yitzchak Barad Idi, Mikra, what is the source that David HaMelech woke up, that the harp would play on its own? Chatzos Laila, due to the wind and the Ruach Tzifonis, where do we find the Makor and Tehillah for this? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ado, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Idi Mikra, Ura Kivoydi Ura, may my soul wake up. Ura Kivoydi Kama, thank you very much. Ura Hanevel V'chinar. Now this means, the way the Gemara makes interprets the drasha, may the navel and the kino, these are two musical instruments, may they wake up my neshama. They should wake me up. Ira shochar, I, David, will wake up the morning. If you wake up before it's morning, you're waking up the morning. If you wake up after the morning begins, then the morning has woke you up. So that's how we find the remez in this pasuk, that Ura Hanevel V'Chinar, the navel and the chinar are instructed to wake up someone. Wake me up. Next. Rabbi Zeramah, so if that, so far we have one answer. And the whole Gemara's question was, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know Chatzos, and David did know the moment of Chatzos? The Gemara says, no, David did not know Chatzos. It's just that he had a clock, he had a special simon. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Moshe did know Chatzos. And if Moshe knew Chatzos, David knew Chatzos. If Moshe knew Chatzos, why then did he say Ki Chatzos Halayla? I have an answer. Rabbi Zeramah, Moshe li'olam have a yoda. V'dov nami have a yoda. And the Morris Vikeva, the Dada Vyada Kino Lamalay, the Morris, one thing at David Hakanu Chatzois, why then did he need the Simon of the harp? Kino Lamalay, Le Isure Mishnose, to assist him in waking up from his sleep. In other words, he knew Chatzois, but just because you know something doesn't, you need a little chizuk. It's a very interesting idea. Even David HaMelech subconsciously.
Shabbos, I mean, a clock. You need an alarm. It's always asleep.
But even in his sleep, we're talking about David HaMelech, even when he's sleeping, in his mind, he knows it's Chatzois. But you see him already, you see that you need a status. You know something. Just because you know something, you need incentives. You need a little assistance to bring to be yotze lepoyal something that you know deep down in your mind. The cave of the Moshe have a yada alam alay lemei mar kichatzais. Next question: if Moshe have a kichatzais, why do Moshe have to say kichatzais? The Gemara says Moshe had a cheshbon. What was his cheshbon? The cheshbon was Moshe kosovar shema yitu itzdagdine paro. The astrologers would make a mistake. The yoimu Moshe badai have. They had a different clock. Moshe's chatzais, Moshe's clock was precise. But the clock of Egypt was not precise. You know, this is a measure. Why is the clock of a town traditionally, you know, the very high up? You don't see this too much today. Everyone can see this. Another reason. No, because if the clock was low down, everyone would change the clock to their watch. When the clock is high up, everyone has to still sue to the clock. You can't reach it. So in Egypt, they had their own clock. Moshe had his clock. So they were machlokes. Which one was right? So they would say Moshe doesn't know. So we cave on Moshe ksav Hashem yitu etzdagin diparo v'yomu Moshe badai hava. Moshe is a liar. Do you amar lemoid l'shoincha loymar eini yode? A person should always say I do not know. You some which tell you every place in Rashi, throughout Shas and throughout Tanakh, where Rashi says I do not know. Rabban shel Yisrael, many places I don't know what it means. So it's a mordek musar. A person should not be embarrassed to say, I do not know. Shema tisvadeh, because if you lie, you make believe you know, then you'll be proven a liar, you'll lose your credentials, no one will rely upon you, but this say, oches, and you'll be held accountable for your lies. Thank you very much. Okay, next. Rav Ashi, says, Another answer. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says Kichatzos Halayla, according to this answer, was not speaking to Paro. It's an unbelievable chiddush the Gemara is telling us. You learn the pasuk in the Chumash, you learn pasuk that Moshe was speaking to our Paro, says Kichatzos Halayla, Hashem is Yotze B'Soch Mitzrayim, and every firstborn will die. No, that's not the pshat. Moshe was being mechazeh Klal Yisrael and was telling Klal Yisrael what's going to happen tomorrow. Moshe was the one that when did Makas Bechoros occur? The night of the 15th. Moshe was standing here on the night of the 14th, and Moshe was telling that tomorrow night, just like this exact moment, Chatzos tonight, at exactly this moment tomorrow, there will be a miracle of Makas Bechoros. So the Chof is a Chof Hadimyoin. If Moshe is referring to the 15th, then the Chof would be interpreted to mean approximately. That's only if he's referring specifically to day 15. But if you're learning that Moshe is not talking, Moshe is telling them, I want to compare 14 to 15. It's a Chof Hadimyoin. Oh, Chof Hadimyoin. But when we're referring to the exact moment, Moshe Rabbeinu is precise. Rav Ashi Amar B'Palgo Urk to the place of Nagi. Moshe was sitting on the Chatzos B'Palgo Urk to the evening. The Tleisar, the 13th, Nagi Arbesa going into the 14th. Yesterday was 13, tomorrow is 14, which means Chatzos in
just
between.
Like,
which means he's done the night of the 14th, and he's done that tomorrow night, Bedikas Chametz, and tomorrow night. From this was someone being a raya that before the time of Makas Mecheres, the day before Klal Yisrael became a nation, we count the day begins when? The day begins, Tzitzak Chavim. But before, when did that kick in?
So
that kicked in when we became a nation. That kicked in by Yitzias Mitzrayim. before you see Yetzias Mitzrayim, someone being a raya here, that since of here the Gemara is defining the day, it says the 13th, going into the 14th, it's like Mizman Hazeh by the Goyim. By the Goyim Mizman Hazeh, Chatzos Laila is the change, of every Chiddush, because Pashtus says by the Goyim, the day begins in the morning. Before Matan, but today it's a convention. By the Goyim, they begin the day. It's Mamshu. It says here, and this is before Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we're defining the new day, the Tlay, Saturday 13. Nage leading in Arbeisar Havakoy. V'yachi Kama Moshe Lishol Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very big chiddush. What the Gemara is saying that Moshe is this pasuk Chatzos Halayil is not speaking to the Egyptians. That's the dar. He is speaking to Klal Yisrael. Because all the Makos, pretty much, the Egyptians were warned. Moshe addressed them. Moshe is not addressing them. Moshe Taka told them in the very beginning, before Dam, already Moshe told Paro, Hinei Anochi Horeg Espinecha B'chorech. The very beginning. So what's Moshe repeating tomorrow night, Kechatzos Halayla? They knew this already, from way in advance. In Hanami, Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael, according to the Gemara. Like now, and there's going to be a massacre. Okay, LeDavid. Now the Gemara goes on the tangent. LeDavid, concerning David. Every time it says LeDavid, it means that Ruach HaKodesh has come upon David, and David now is mispalel to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shomer Nafshi. Guard my neshama, ki chosid ani. I am a pious person. Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak, these are machlokes from Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak. What does this pasuk mean? Charama, kach amelav lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, loy chosid ani. He's saying, am I not a chosid? Shekol malchei mizrach marav yishenim ad shalosh shos. All of the kings, they sleep until 9 o'clock in the morning. The day begins 6. They first wake up 9 o'clock. Vani, but I. Chatzos Laila, this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. I don't wake up 9 o'clock in the morning. I wake up 9 hours before them. Chatzos Laila Okum Lehoidois Lecha, to thank you. Now this is very interesting, because this Gemara is Soiser, the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara is what did David do when he got Chatzos Laila? Torah. He learned Torah. He learned the Daf. Here it says the David got up, Chatzos Laila, and he sang Shirois V'Sishbachas. And it's not a kasha. You find many times the Gemara, Amoroyim, Tanoim, and even Midrashim, Acholik, with one another. This Gemara is not necessarily consistent with the previous staff. Here David is giving Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu Idach. They sit in agudos, in groups, in their own honor. But my hands are dirty in blood and in the placenta and in the fetus, a miscarriage which comes out of a woman. In other words, I'm Isaac in learning in Psak Halacha. I Paskin. I am. That was one of the main tafkin of a melech, is to be a dayan, to be a judge. I'm one of the Paisik. And one of his big things, David knew how to paskin maros. He paskin which noshim are tameos and which are tahoros, mutaros labalehen. And this took place at night, because at night is the time of husband and wife. And he got up in the middle of the night to paskin all of these shilas. And he dirtied himself in things which is considered disgusting to the umos olam, in order to clearly see the blood, if it's dam toyar or dam tame. Furthermore, I don't paskin on my own. You always see in the svarim, don't rely upon this for psak halacha, always yirav. I, as long as his Rebbe was alive, he never took it upon himself to deliver a final novel decision. It was always done with the consent of his Rebbe, whose name was Mephibosheth. The Amalai, and he said to Mephibosheth's Rebbe, he said, Mephibosheth, my Rebbe. That's a very chiddush, because he calls everybody his first name. That is a discussion in and of itself. Yafedanti, is it correct what I have judged? Yafechiyafti, is it correct what I have decided guilty? Yafezechisi, is it correct what I have decided to innocent? Yafetiharti, Yafetimesi, Veloiboishti, and I was never embarrassed to ask the question, even though I made many mistakes. See, Midmar, it's clear that David often made mistakes. And when he made mistakes, he was embarrassed. But he he did not withhold from asking questions and bring upon himself busha, because the only way you learn is through embarrassment. What's the source for this? The David was not embarrassed. Vadabra be'edosech, I spoke concerning your commandments. Neged melachim, in front of kings. V'loy evosh, and I was not embarrassed. Who's the melech? Man malke, rabbonon. The melachim here refers to his rebbeim, his teachers. Who was the roish? His senior rebbe, Mifi Boishas. Tana we learned. Loy Mifi Boishas Shmo. His name is not really Mifi Boishas. Ela Ish Boishas. His real name is Ish Boishas. That is how he was referred to. A man called Boishas. There's a note here. I did not know. What does it say over here? Ayin Divamis. Oh, wait. What does it say over here? Let me see what it says. Ayin Divamis. Ish Baal. Ish. His name was Ish Boal. Not Ish Boishas. He lived in Girsois. Now Gemara says Ish Boishas. There's another Girsois. His name was Ish Boal. Shemo. V'lomeniko Shemo Mifi Boishas. Why was he called by David Mifi Boishas? Shehoye Mivayesh Pnei David Bahalacha. Mipi means from his mouth. Words that came from the mouth of this individual was a source of shame for David HaMelech. David asked a question. David said, Rebbe, today a case came to court and I decided like this. It's not too late to reverse the decision. Was I correct? And Nifi Boish, this person, Ish Baal, would say, you're wrong, David. It's a Feresh of Gemara. It's a Feresh of Rambam. It's a Shulchan Aruch. You're wrong. And David was embarrassed. He didn't care as long as the halach is correct. And that's why it was called Mifi Boishoy Mavayish Pnei Dabah Halach. Because of this Zachadav Yatsmenu Kilov, Murdi Gemara. Because of this, David was Zoychat to have a son. The greatest Hana people have in this, they have children. Children that are Talmidei Chachamim. He had a son, his name was Kilov. And Kilov was, there was no one that matched Kilov in Torah. He's an incredible Talmud Chacham. And David's son. David's, it appears it's David's son. From Abigail. Abigail's son was Kilov, so it's Mamish David's son. So there are many names in Tanakh that repeat themselves. Different people have the same name. So there could be another Kilov later on. But this was Kilov, David's son. And why was he called Kilov? That's not his name. His name was not really called Kilov. We'll see Ella Doniel Shema. Okay, this is not obviously the Daniel who came. That Daniel must have come how many years later? It must have come 500, 600, 700, 800 years later. I mean, I don't know, like, you have to be the Hashbonus. What? No, the David was way before the Beis Hamikdash. David was
40 years before.
Okay, right. So that's 460 years later. This obviously a different Daniel. The Olav Shmugav El Shoyim Achlim. It was a nickname. Why was it a nickname? Shoya Machlim Kilov is Chof Lamid is Lashon of Kilon. Machlim is to put the shame. Kiloim is Kilo. Chof Lamid and Av. Av means Av B'Chochma. He would put the shame. The one that was recognized as being the father of Chochman Klal Yisrael. He was a greater Talmud Chacham than David's Rebbe. David's Rebbe was Mifi Boishas. He was Mamish, the Gadol Hador. And now David had a son, Kilov, and Kilov was so great, he was greater than David's Rebbe. So he put his David's Rebbe to shame. That was the reward David received for not being embarrassed to humble himself before his Rebbe, Mifi Boishas. Shmei Kilov Shoyim Machlan Pnei Mifi Boishas Behalacha V'Olav Av HaShlom V'Chachmaso. And this concept, okay, this concept is brought out by Shlom HaMelech, Bini, my son, Im Chacham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gam Oni. If you will be wise, I will have great Hanukkah. Chazal say, if you have another pasuk, Chacham Bini, be wise, my son. Usmach libi, and I will rejoice. And when I will rejoice, the ashiva charfi davar, I'll be able to return a davar, a matter to those who put me to shame. In other words, I was put to shame by my rebbeim. You know what the response is? Look what I produced. Even though it's true that I'm ignorant relative to my rebbe, but the ultimate rebuttal to my rebbe is, look, maybe I didn't make it, but look at my son. My son made it. He's even better than you. That's the other. Chazal said a person is jealous of everyone in this world. Everyone in this world you're jealous of. If they have something you don't have, that's the metzias. You got to work on your midos, but it's not shaykh to avoid. except for your son. Son you're not jealous of. And David was proud father, was a proud father. He had some kilov that was greater than David in Torah. Unbelievable. The Gemara says, greater than his own, greater than David in Torah. The David, me karna the Marsakasha, Lushil Gaiva. David's calling over here. David is calling his Shamar Navshniki Chosidani. The David me karl Navshi Chosid Yosiv Luliamanti the Rosa to Hashem. If not for the fact that I had faith and I could have and Rashi finishes off. Rashi finishes off the pasuk. Kavart, it's the second wide line. Lule hemanti leros, if not for the fact that I had faith, if not for my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kvart tirduni miroscha, I would have been a goner. I would have been driven away from your fear. I would have abandoned the faith. That's really what it means. The only reason why I remain a shomer Torah mitzvos, unbelievable pasuk, it's because I have emunah. Emunah is the aside of everything. We have in the last staff in Masechta Makos. Bochavakuk, vehemidin alachas, the ikar yasoid, tayag mitzvos, you can forgive all tayag mitzvos. The Gemara says, here's the Gemara. As man as they were not shaykh to be medactic in all the tayag mitzvos, not shaykh. Just focus on one thing, you'll be okay. Emunah. The tzaddik, the emunah so yichya. And David already said this. David already said, luli hemanti, if not for emunah, liros, v'tuv Hashem, I would have been already driven away from having any shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch. Unbelievable. So, and the Gemara makes a drasha. In this pasuk, but David here says, lulei means I did. If not has the connotation, I did have faith. I am a person of faith. But the problem is, there is over here dots on the word lulei. Can you take out a sefer Tehillim? Go to a klaf. On klaf, there are dots on the word lulei, and from that we learn that it's a drasha. Whenever there are dots, dots mean to be memayit, to diminish. David says, I did lulei if not, which means I did. It's a good thing that I did have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the dots on top of the word lulei means David was not sure if he really did. Maybe I did not. I did not really have full faith. What's the word? Lulei amati liros of Hashem, chaberetz chaim. V'tana mishmeid Rabbi Yossi. Lama nakur al lulei. Why there dots on lulei? I have no doubt that you are faithful and you will give reward to those who have faith in you. I do not know if I am going to be from that group, exclusive group. Why? Perhaps my sins have caused me to forfeit the reward that is designated for the tzaddikim l'salavim. Where do we find this concept? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yedid, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Rami, he posed the following stira. Ksiv 1 pasuk says, Hashem says to Yaakov, Yaakov, do not worry, I am with you, v'shmarticha, I will guard you, b'chol asher teilech. If that's the case, Hashem gives Yaakov a promise, I will guard you. Why then do we find that Yaakov was afraid? He was very afraid. Omar, what's the answer? It's right, Hashem promises. But it's possible to lose Shema Yigroi Machet. Another example. Ketanya, we have to say this is an example where Taka, we did lose out. The Bayis Sheni, the miracles. There was when Ezra and Nehemiah rebuilt the Bayis Sheni, there were no great miracles. It was just Derech Teva. There was supposed to be miracles at the time of the Bayis Sheni, even greater than the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem promised us. What happened? Yigra Machet. The Chatam of Klai Yisrael caused us to lose the miracles that would have occurred for Klai Yisrael. Daniel, Ad Yavar, it says in Kriya Oz Yashir, Ad Yavar, Am Hashem, it says Ad Yavar, Nochamol, Am Zukonisa. Ad Yavar, the Gemara says, why does it say this twice in the Pasuk, Ad Yavar, Am Hashem, Zubir Rishayna, Bayis Rishayna. Ad Yavar, Am Zukonisa, Zubir Shnia. And the two are juxtaposed to make a drasha. Mikan amru chachamim ruuyim hayu Yisrael le'asos lachem neis kimei bimei Ezra kederech shenas lachem bimei Yoshua binun. So why taka would there no miracles? Einoch inani the chait elosh goda machait. So the first question over here is, so now, so So the question over here is, David. So that the Gemara doesn't give an answer. David, mikar l'afshe chasid. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't give an answer. I didn't take notice this. El shagam achet. Let's see the Rashi. Which Rashi? El shagam achet. Which Rashi? One it says chassid, and the other one it says li with that. So really, I didn't say the Gemara's question correctly. I didn't say the Gemara's wrong. The Gemara's question is stira. On the one hand, David says it's called chassid, so David's secure. On the other hand, David says, I'm not secure. Lule, what's that? I'm not secure. Stira, the teretz is. I know that I'm a chassid. I know that I did reach very high madregos. But I'm afraid, who knows if I can maintain this madrego, maybe yigur machet, to lose, forfeit the reward that I was deserving in my matzav of chassid. As we see in these two different examples, such an answer. Okay, let me learn the Gemara's kasha correctly. Okay, next Gemara. Now the Gemara goes, you have to say you don't know on this staff. At least the staff of the Gemara says you don't know. If you're not mekayim then on this staff itself, it's mamish legoyes achet. Like the Gemara says, who said that? Right? You have to say, there's an Amora. No one knows who the Amora is. Everyone knows the name, but you don't know who the Amora is. I forgot myself. Okay, next. Now we go to some halacha. The Zman Kriyashma goes until Chatzos. We had three opinions. We had Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says, you go until Ashmoira Rishaina. And the Chachamim say, well, not really clear that's Rabbi Eliezer. All the Chachamim say Ad Chatzos. And then we had the third opinion, Gamliel, he said Ad Sheyale Amud Hashach. Okay, we had the Gemara. The Gemara presented many more opinions. That's what we did on Thursday. But at least in the Mishnah, we have three basic opinions. Ashmoira Rishaina, Chatzos, and Sheyale Amud HaShachar. V'achachom imoimad Chatzos, kacham keman Tzvilu, who are they following? Ik Rabbi Eliezer, Tzvilu, who leim alu, Rabbi Eliezer. If you like Rabbi Eliezer, so let them say, like Rabbi Eliezer. Because Soif Hashmor Dvadei Kol Shadaita Lishon Kvar. Now, what's the Gemara's exact Hasha? Let's read the word Rashi. Chachomim Kiman Tzvilu B'mashmois B'shoch B'chomu B'tzvilu. The Gemara's question, where does this come from, Chatzos? You have to go to the source. The source is B'shoch B'chomu B'chomech. When you go to sleep. So where do Chazal Chacham get this? They're basically two different ways to translate the word b'shach b'cha. It means when you begin to go to sleep, or when you are sleeping. If it means when you begin to go to sleep, so it's very logical, like Rabbi Eliezer, because a person begins to go to sleep in the first third of the night. If you want to learn like the other interpretation, while you are sleeping, then Rabbi Gamliel is logical. You can recite Kriya Shema all the way until the early morning. So where do we get this middle ground, Chatzos? It's nishtahi nishtaher. It's not zman shechiva, and it's not when you begin to go to sleep. In ancient times, no one first began to go to sleep 2 minutes before Chatzos. It's not zman shechiva. So what's going on? Chacham k'man tzulo. Ikrab liyazah tzulo k'ilay mulu k'ab lezer. Let him go to the lezer. Ikrab liyazah tzulo k'ilay mulu k'ab liyazah. Liyah lam k'ab liyazah tzulo v'hadu k'ab k'amru ad Chatzos k'ilay l'charech yas odam minu aveira. Mordi k'vart. Really, I hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Zman means zman shechiva, the entire night. And the only reason why they say Chatzos is don't wait so long, because if you wait until Chatzos, you'll fall asleep. Before you turn around, you'll fall asleep. You'll wake up, it'll be already too late. And I'm very telling the Braisa, Chachonim Omru, Asu Siyog LeDivreihem. Make for yourself a safeguard. Kedei Shelo Yehei Odom Bomen HaSlipper should not come back from the field. Be'erv in the evening, you will say, oh, I came home, I have plenty of time. Eilech Lebeisi Ve'oichel Kima, eat a little bit. Ve'eshtek Kima, I'll drink a little bit. Ve'ishma Kima, I'll sleep a little bit. Ve'ach acharkach ekra kriyashma, then I'll recite kriyashma to espalil and al davamariv. Then what happens in the meantime? We all know this so good and well. The chaytfasa is shena, you fall asleep, and imsa yoshin kol alayla, and you lost out on the mitzvahs, a mitzvah deraisa of kriyashma. Avol adam ba minas sadeh be'erev, nichnas, what's the thing a person should do? The first thing, you come to Beis HaKnesses. Im rogel likrois koire, im rogel lishnois shayne, kinul mishnais, mishnais, shayne, the im rogel lishnois shayne, the koire kriyashma, and then you recite kriyashma, umisvalo yidav mairiv, the oichel pitum, then you eat your bread, umavorich, and you make birchas hamazayin.
So was it Laila, or was it the Zman Krishma when he came home already?
It's already, yeah, the Zman Krishma,
so
yes.
Should be Kaidim, so that Mrs. should be Kaidim, she's saying Krishma first.
You think before you learn?
Yes.
So maybe, I mean, you come a little before it gets dark. So that's half the Pasha Chilo, a little before it gets dark. V'chola oiver al divrei chachonim chayiv misa. Unbelievable. When it comes to all of them, Mitzvah deraisa, you don't find, you don't have a chayiv misa for being violating a Mitzvah deraisa. There's malchus, there's asay, there's nothing, there's just to bring a carbon, even that. And over here, when you violate dindra and drabon, you chayiv. So I saw a murder of art. Shad, why you chayiv? Mitzvah drabonah. Mitzvah drabonah, siyog. So first of all, because since these people take the words of Chazal lightly, it's a curse. Nashchei nachash. If you don't listen to the words of Chazal, nashchei nachash. Okay, but I saw very good words, because where does it say? It's a good word. Remember this word. Where does it say the words the halacha of listening to the Chazal? Lo yasur mikol asher yom lucha yamin usmal. The only other place where it says this expression of lo yasur yamin usmal is by a zaken mamri. And a zaken mamri is misa. Punishment is misa spezna. So being that the Torah says, divrei chazal, listen to what the Rabbanan tell you to do, lo yosar, yaminu smol, and it says the same exact nusach by zaken mamri, and zaken mamri is within misa, the Torah is hinting to us that the divrei Rabbanan is chomer ad kedei kach the chayim misa. It's not chayim misa mamish, as we all know, but there's something to it. Now, maishna b'chol duchlin d'loy k'toni chayim misa, maishna l'hoch k'toni chayim misa. So the more just elaborates on this, the why over here it's so chayim misa. The iba yisem is mishum d'ikol ayin eshena, because over here it's going to happen. It's a mitzias. A person comes home one day, it's over, you're very tired, you're going to fall asleep. We all know it. We all know from experience. By saying, but the Gemara, the reason why it says that we're so strong is afukim mandu amar tilos arvis reshus, because some learn the reason over here is when it says chiyav misa, it's not really going back on the chiyav. It's going it's, when it says chiyav misa, it's referring primarily to mispalel. It's not referring so much to the din of saying kriyashma before it, say kriyashma in the beginning of the night. The punishment of chiyav misa is primarily focused on the din of davening ma'ariv, because the machlokes of the Gemara, if one is mechuyev to, is it reshus or is it choiva? So here the Gemara is passing that it's a choiva, it's not a dvar reshus. Kamash malon. Tvilas Arvis Rishus Kmashim, that this Braisa is of the opinion that it is Choyva. Amamar, this old Torah Halachal Mais, how we pass it. We really pass it. You should know that the Chi of Ma'ariv is really a Rishus. It's just that we have accepted upon us as a Choyva. So it's like a double. The we do Bizman Hazer is a Choyva that's built upon a Kabbalah, not a Choyva that's Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, we pass in Rishus. But we were Makaba, so no one has a right today in any shape or form, Chas v'Shalom, to say the Skemarif. But it's a different type of Choyva, Nishta Choyva from the Din of the Gemara. There's a lot of Torah on that. Amamar, Koyre Kriya Shema Mispalel, we learned in the Mishnah, just the reason why it's because, where does it come from? Where does it come from? Ma'arif, the Avos Yaakov, but also comes from the Korbanos. The Korbanos, they were Makav only by day, but the Imurim burnt the entire night. But it doesn't have to burn at night. If you hop around and you burn your carbon, if they bring the Tamishal Bein Harabayim during day, and they finish burning all of the fats, all of the Imurim before it gets dark, there's nothing to do at night. You're finished. So there's no Choyva to do a new Haktorah in the night. So it's only a Rishus. But if you learn the Iker Tzfilah comes from the Avos, Avraham is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, Yaakov is Ma'ariv, oh! Does Zechayva? You have no choice. You can't do it. That's the machlokes between Zechayva Shus. These are two mekayros for the din of the two. What's the ikar? All right. Kari Kriya Shema Mispal. Now we go to the suya very quick. Do we have in five? Right? Not a five? 905. So look, these are one. Let's turn the Gemara outside. Then we'll move very quickly. Outside is we have Saimech Gula Litzvila. There's a mitzvah to be Saimech Gula Litzvila. Is this apply? For sure, it applies to Shachris. Does it apply to Ma'ariv as well? That's an Achmi. If it applies to Ma'ariv as well, then you have to say Goal Yisrael before you say the Shemayna Esrei. If Saimech Gula Litzvila only applies to Shachris, not to Ma'ariv, nothing doing. Say you have davening Ma'ariv, you daven Shemayna Esrei, and after Shemayna Esrei, you can make all the brachas. Because this is a very chish, very deep concept, which we're not going into, obviously, is that in order to give tekef, power, to the brach of Goal Yisrael, you have to connect it to Tzilah. If Goal Yisrael is alone, it's alone. You know, if you come late to Ma'ariv, it happens there, you come late to Ma'ariv, and you have no choice but daven Shemona Esrei. And then after Shemona Esrei is over, you say Gula. You really lost out. You said the brachas. You said the brach of Goal Yisrael. But the bracha is a diluted bracha, because it was missing the shaychis to koyach of tzvila and midil of nehamelech. So the shayl is there such a thing of geula at night? Is a shaykh geula? Where do we look through the history? We never had geula at night. Geula is by day. Or maybe, yeah, that's the Mor's Indian. Amar, Kari Kriyashma, you say Kriyashma, Mespalo, and then you dive Marv. Mesaila Rabbi Yochan, it says that's the Brisa. You come home, and you die and say Kriyashma, and then you dive Marv. Really? Mesaila Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan, and Ezra Ben Ulma Boz, Zeh, who's Ulma Boz, that's Samech Gula Lutfila, Shal Arvis. And by the way, that means Ben Yoyna, everyone knows Ben Yoyna, means the Emuna. You have to have Emuna. Tfila is Emuna. Gula. Just you have to show the emuna in geula. That's why you have to connect geula l'tfilas from Ben Yoyna. So gzasema geula l'tfilas shal arvis. If any of Ma'ariv, the Gemara says not so poshut. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, no, I disagree. Tfilas beemsa tikdim chazal v'masakin tfil in the middle of the day. In other words, in the morning geula, then tfila. Shmon Esrei, Mincha, Nocha Tzvila, Ma'ariv, Nocha Tzvila, and after you daven the Shmon Esrei for Ma'ariv, then you can have Geula later on. That means all of the three Tzvilois are sandwiched between a Goal Yisrael in the morning and a Goal Yisrael at the very end. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, you don't have to be Samech Gula L'Tvila. So see a Machlekes. Rabbi Shimon Levi, all my Tvilas B'Yam Satek, the Mag Michael, the beginning of the Iba Yisem Makor, Iba Yisem Esvar, Iba Yisem Makor Esvar. Rabbi Yochanan, Sam Yochanan says, Gula M'Urta Nami Havi Gula, Nami Havi Gula, Ma'al Yisa. There's something called Chosh of the Gula at night. There's something called Gula Ella. I agree, it's not as choshev, but there does exist Gula at night. Nami have Ella Gula Ma'alis Lehava Ella at Safri. From a Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Makos Bochoris began at night. So they said, "So ukumu, so get out." The Egyptians already told Bnei Yisrael leave, but they didn't leave until the morning. But the Gula already started at night. So you see, there's something called Gula at night. Even though I'm asking that it was not the Iker Gula, the Iker Gula took place during the day. But being that there was epis some Gula at night, that's already enough to be mechayiv Gula l'tzvil at night. Rabbi Shimon Levi saw that no, kev lehavi elamit safra lemaisa. They didn't leave until the morning. Lehavi Gula me'al yisrael doesn't count for nothing. Doesn't count for nothing. The tefillos are in the center. You say Goal Yisrael in the beginning, Goal Yisrael at the very end of the day, and there's no din of Gula l'tzvil smichas Gula tefila at Marv. That is one. That's a svar. V'boisei makro. The machlekes between these two amoroyim is machlekes in pesukim shat in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk v'shneim mikra echadar shadosif b'shachvicha uvikumecha. When you go to sleep, when you wake up. We compare going to sleep to waking up. Well, there are two different ways to compare. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ma kishchivul likim." We compare going to sleep to arising. Ma kima kriyashma. First, when you wake up in the morning, you first say kriyashma. And the Kriya Shema, when we say Kriya Shema, that includes the Barachos of Kriya Shema, which includes Goal Yisrael, V'yachar Kach Tzvila. So the Pasuk juxtaposes going to sleep to waking up in the morning, so going to sleep as well. So to Av Shchiva, Nami Kriya Shema. First you say Kriya Shema with the Barachos, Goal Yisrael, V'yachar Kach Tzvila. Rav Yishuv and Levi Savar, no, I make the same Joshua, Pumfa Kert. Savar, Maki Shchiva Likima. Makima, I'll make the drush in this fashion. Makima kriyashma samach lemitasai. The kriyashma with the brachos is close to waking up. You wake up and then you say the brachos and then you daven. So too, when you go to sleep, the kriyashma should be closest to going to sleep. The kriyashma and its brachos should be the last thing you do, which means that the shemona esrei should have taken the place before. There is no smicha gula l'tfila in the proper order. Makima kriyashma samach lemitasai. How could you possibly say that you semech gula tefila? Bisham and shachris. What's the brach? What's the last thing you say before Shemona Esrei? Baruch ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Hashem sefas that you go into Shemona Esrei. But by Ma'ariv, you say Goal Yisrael, and then you say the bracha Hashgiveinu. There's a hefsek. So even according to the Ma'ariv, that says that it's going to be smichas gula tefila by Ma'ariv, but we see little halal. So we don't do it. So most of my brother Ravino bear both the evening work shaim shaim lefnecha v'shaim lacharecha. The amar to boy l'smeichu yatav two before two after before you bring v'chal mar adovim ahav asoylam. Afterwards you make goal Yisrael and then hashkiveinu. So there's no smicha. The amar to boy l'smeichu you need to smicha haloya halakos samachul l'tzvil. There's no smicha. The haboy l'memar hashkiveinu yatav hashkiveinu. Amri, the answer is a very famous yisoid. The answer is kevan ditakin ravon hashkiveinu. Since Chazal said hashkiveinu means when you lie down, kigulo arichta damya. It's a hemshich. It's a hemshich of goal Yisrael. It's one long.
They could have been misakin to have hashkiveinu before gula.
Okay, so it's clear on this. There is a lot of Torah. I don't know the answer now, but there is deep meaning in this. But basically, so it is. It's a hemshich of gula. Kigulo arichta damya. Because we're the mafsik with Hashem Sifosai Tivtoch. Hechi Mosi Samach Vama Rabbi Yochanan Bitchilo Imer Hashem Sifosai Tivtoch Ulu Seifu Imer Yehul Rotsan Imer Fi Elohosim Kevin the Kinder Bon Lemer Hashem Sifosai Tivtoch Kitfila Arichta Damya. It's all a hemshech of the Tfila. Melach Nami came to the Kinder Bon Lemer Hashvenu Gula Arichta Damya. I'm Rabbi Lozer, I'm Rabbi Vino. The Gemara is in the Svar. The Svar.
Is that the case?
Why
is it
Gemara just like there, it's a Svar that it's a Tzila Arichta. It's the same concept. Here it's a Gula Arichta. Anyone who says Ashrei, B'chol Yoyim, Shalosh Panim, three times. Right? Three times. You can't skip. We have to say Ashrei Yaf before Mincha very carefully. Muftachla, he's guaranteed Shul Ben Olam Haba. My time, Ilay, Mishnah, the Asya be Aleph Bay, all the letters of the Aleph Bays, name Ashrei, Timimei Derech, so say the Mizmor to Hilma, that's eight times. The Asya be Tamei Apin, Elam, Mishnah, the Isabe Pasek, oh, the Pasek? Paseach Es Yodecho Maspia Lechol Chai Ratzoin. Halal HaGadol, so let's say Halal HaGadol, Dichsibay Noisen Lechem Lechol Vosar, and Mishum Yispay Tart, in my Elizabeth has both. Ashrei as Paseach Es Yodecho, plus all the letters of the Alphabet, which is Mashma Shlemus. Shlemus Nishvach, Nishvach, one few more lines, Aram Yochel, Mimim Aloy Nemar, Nun Be Ashrei. Why is Nun missing in Ashrei? Mishum Shiesh Ba Mapolos, Mishal Sun Yisrael, you've missed him because it has, Nun is a bad letter. It means Nefila, Dichsiv Nofla, Leisoysiv Kum Besulas Shol, the longer they arise, the maiden Klal Yisrael. B'marava, they don't like that, don't say that. Chas Shem, you have to put a positive spin on the Pasek. B'marava, I'm tired to say Lohachi. Nofla, Kama, Klal Yisrael has fallen, Rachmana Litzlan. But do not worry. Now I put a Kama. V'loisoysiv. Now, no more will they fall. They've fallen, but they will stop falling. Limpol oid. But rather, we now say, Kum Bisulas Yisrael. Amr Anachem Ha'itzak, if you walk, he chos David, David in the next line of Samach, he has restored the Nun, in a hidden way. The Samcham Beruch HaKodesh Nemar Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. The Nun is there. The Nun is in the next pasuk. In but there, the Nun already has been rectified, has been fixed with the Samach. Hashem supports those who have fall down. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow after Mincha.